Under cloudy skies and light rain, thousands of supporters of abortion rights took to the streets of Washington, D.C. The weather perhaps symbolic of what they say will be dark days ahead if the right to abortion is overturned.
It is a huge decision in a woman's life, but it is her body, it changes her life, it changes everything.
The outrage stems from the leaked draft opinion published earlier this month, suggesting the Supreme Court was poised to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark 49-year-old ruling that said the U.S. Constitution guarantees a person's right to terminate a pregnancy.
And it's not going to just stop because the law says so. It's just going to drive women to more dangerous procedures.
One of the speakers at this rally was Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who recently has opened up about getting an abortion herself as a teenager.
It was my body, it's my choice. That's what it was.
The rally, organized by a network of mostly abortion rights groups, was one of more than 300 companion events planned nationwide on Saturday. This one in New York also attracted thousands of people.
Who took to the streets?
This would be one of the most significant reversals of a fundamental right in the history of this country. It would not only be a nightmare for women and girls across this country for generations to come, with ripple effects around the world.
The Lancet, one of the oldest and most respected medical journals, agrees, and in a new front-page editorial says if abortion is banned, women will die, and Justice Samuel Alito and his supporters who want to overturn it will have blood on their hands. A recent poll found that roughly by a 2-to-1 margin, Americans think Roe v. Wade should be upheld. Only 28% think it should be overturned. But to those who do, often argue abortion is akin to murder. People opposed to abortion are also planning rallies in the coming weeks before the Supreme Court issues its final ruling on the matter, which is expected this summer.
But on this day, it was about protesters taking to the streets to protect a right they know could be slipping away very soon, but one in which they say they will continue to fight for. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Washington.